We're talking with Coach Trevor Beckelar, the track and field coach from the Valley City Highliners and State Track and Field Championships coach this Friday and Saturday at the MDU Bowl, Community Bowl in Bismarck, and a few athletes heading down to state track. I guess first off, four or five relays heading down. Three girls and one boy?
Yes, correct. Yeah, it was a great EDC meet that we had, and we've got our 4x8 girls relay team has been working on that all season and ran their best time of the year and placed, and so they got into state. And then our girls 4x2 was a great an addition. They had already qualified in the 4x1, mm-hmm. and so that was a nice thing to add. And then our boys made the 4x1 relay. And they had a great performance there, finishing fourth in the EDC. So that was outstanding. And making the time also, too. Mm-hmm. So running the best that they've run all season. And just narrowly missed the 4x2. So those boys could have been in both relays as well.
And the 4x1, 4x2, it's the same four girls. Karina Olson, Olivia Olson, Vivi Lee, and Josie Crewell.
Yeah, correct. Those girls have kind of been the powerhouse for the last couple years for us, running together. And it's a great group of girls to have. The same thing transitioning with the boys, too. We did the same thing here toward the end of the season and just put our four boys that we thought could do it, and those guys have been running really well. So, yeah, great season so far.
And I know, Signe Engstedt, who runs, I think, the opening leg on the 4x8, just barely missed making it individually herself.
You know, it's been just a kind of a tough season for her because she's been so close so many times and not quite getting to that mark. You know, same thing at EDC again, just finishing out of the placing. And so, she runs a heck of a first leg. During that meet, there was a couple coaches asking, you know, hey, who is that girl that's running that first leg? You know, just she's so strong and runs really well.
And all these athletes, you got a lot of young athletes that are getting some experience there.
Oh, absolutely. We're bringing a couple young Reagan Berg, you know, who's been running. She's a seventh grader and just been improving throughout the season. Sydney, who we just talked about, she's, eighth grader. We're also bringing along another eighth grader as an alternate for that 4x8 in case we need to. But, yeah, that girls team and the boys team even, a lot of sophomores and freshmen in there. And so we're looking at basically all that core group returning next year. So as a coach, it's really nice to see.
Well, Avery Murray, she's on the 4x8, but she also qualified in the 1600s.
Yeah, she's had a heck of a season. At our Bill Jansen Last Chance, the blue-white meet, you know, she made that mark, and she was so excited, which is really nice. And then she went out, at EDC and ran the 3200 and ran really well in that. And, you know, so next year that could possibly be another additional event for her. I think she can do pretty well in that. Go ahead.
And a couple other individuals, Jared Egermont's going a couple of hurdles, and Alice Mathias in the javelin.
Yeah, Jared has been strong all season, and he's been steadily improving, we're just fine-tuning basically on him, and again, the hurdles can be a touchy race, so, you hit one, it throws you off, whatever it is, so I really think if he runs a clean race, he's really got a good chance to get himself into that finals, and potentially be on the podium, which would be really nice. And Allison, she's been throwing steadily, but she's also dual sporting, so she's been pretty busy this year. Now focusing on softball here, and then she'll come out and compete at state. She had a good state meet last year, finishing eighth. And so, again, she's up there, has a really good chance. We just need her to get that one big throw, and so I think she can do that.
What would it take to get that one big throw? Is it a technique thing, or is it just a little extra?
Yeah, I think it is. Part of it is technique, and I've really been working with her this week on Coach has self-recall on just her technique and her form, trying to bring that back. Limited practices really don't allow for you to get some of that stuff done. So she's been, working on her own with him right before practice begins, and then she runs off to softball. And so getting a little bit more focused now, and so hopefully that'll transition. And I think that's the big, she's got the strength. Now we just got to make sure that that release is correct. So,
what's your message to these athletes, especially the younger ones, as they head to Bismarck and get ready for the state meet?
To me, it's really, you put in a lot of hard work throughout the season, and it's a long season. Well, we say a long season, but, in North Dakota here, the outdoor is really a short season.
Right.
It starts out pretty slow, and then it's, rush, rush, rush. So, but with all that hard work and getting there, it's just the satisfaction of, getting there, but also enjoying that moment, too, while you're there. And continue just to work hard, do your best. You want to end the season on your best note, and we've done that so far with EDC, so now let's do that again when we get to the state meet. And I was telling the kids last night at our award ceremony that, you know, it's a journey, right, and the journey's not over yet. So let's get to our destination here and with success. So,
and it's a springboard for future seasons too, for the experience that they have, and then they can bring that next season.
Absolutely, and I really think you know, having the facility now with that, you know, the track and Dakota Bank track has really helped. And now, you know, we're looking at next year bringing, you know, that core group of kids back again, which will be really nice. But hopefully, like you said, it's a springboard to try to bring some of those other kids that have maybe been on the fence or on the bubble, you know, about participating. And so we did see our numbers go up this year, which was really nice, and we'd like to see those again next year. And so hopefully with the start of an elementary program that we're going to run next year, we'll start bringing some of those kids along.
How about a schedule? What does it look like for the schedule this weekend?
You know, pretty steady. You know, they run right off of times. It'll be nice. So most of our kids are all going to compete on Friday and all the prelims. And then they'll transition if they make finals on Saturday, mm-hmm. and then with the addition of Allison throwing on Saturday as well. And so, yeah, I think it'll be pretty nice. Hopefully the weather holds out for us. It's always questionable at the state meet. You know, it's one of those things that we'd like to have maybe as coaches in June. You know, but you never know around here. It could be raining, you know, or snowing.
Hey, no,
bad word,
that.
Bad
stop
word.
That. Yeah. If it snows, we can send our letters and hate mail to Coach Ballard.
There you go.
Final question for you, Coach. Yeah. Just as you look towards the way the season is kind of wrapping up and you get the state meet, it's got to be gratifying for you with the new track and the way the athletes are playing. The track at Valley City High School is really heading in a great direction.
Oh, I think absolutely. You know, a lot of the things and just the community support that we've had has been really great. And so, and you know, with the track and the facility, I mean, it's open to the public as well. You know, we've seen a lot of people out there using it, running, working out there as well. So it's really nice to see that. And I think with the community, you know, eventually maybe hopefully we could have a community track and field meet or something up there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think this whole season has been a great season. I've really enjoyed it. You know, the kids have been great. I've got, you know, a great coaching staff, all the support that we've been given by the school. Yeah, there's no complaints on my side.
How about send-off? Are they going to do anything special for the kids?
Yeah, we are doing on Thursday. Yep, we'll be taking off and basically at noon. And we do have finals going on, right? So it's a little bit. But basically, yeah, the kids will get out and we'll do a little send-off at noon right here around the high school. And then we'll take off
Hammy
the Bismarck and get ready.
Hammy Sunday to the counseling center, please. Hammy Sunday to the counseling center.
So don't you love when they
But.
So Thursday at noon, they'll do a little send-off here at the school for those athletes.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Trevor, thanks very much. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
You bet. Coach Trevor Beckelheim from the Valley City High School track and field team. Again, heading to the track field championships Friday and Saturday at the MDU Community Bowl in Bismarck.